Patroclus now put on the flashing bronze. Greaves were the first thing, beautifully fitted to calf and shin with silver ankle chains. And next he buckled round his ribs the cuirass, blazoned with stars of swift Iasides. Then slung the silver-studded blade of bronze about his shoulders, and the vast solid shield. Then, on his noble head, he placed the helm, its plume of terror nodding high above, and took two burly spears with his own hand-grip. He did not take the great spear of Achilles, weighty, long, and tough. No other Achaean had the strength to wield it, only Achilles. It was a Pelian ash, cut on the crest of Pelion, given to Achilles' father by Chiron to deal death to soldiery. He then ordered his war team put in harness by Automedon, whom he most admired after Prince Achilles, breaker of men, for waiting steadfast at his call in battle. Automedon yoked the fast horses for him, Xanthus and Balius, racers of wind. The storm-gust Podarge, who once had grazed green meadowland by the ocean stream, conceived and bore them to the west wind Zephyrus. In the side traces Pedasus, a thoroughbred, was added to the team. Achilles took him when he destroyed the city of Eetion. Mortal, he ran beside immortal horses. Achilles put the Myrmidons in arms, the whole detachment near the huts, like wolves, carnivorous and fierce and tireless, who rend a great stag on a mountainside and feed on him, their jaws reddened with blood, loping in a pack to drink spring water, lapping the dark rim up with slender tongues, their chops adrip with fresh blood, their hearts unshaken ever, and their bellies glutted. Such were the Myrmidons and their officers, running to form up round Achilles's brave companion in arms. And like the god of war among them was Achilles. He stood tall and sped the chariots and shield men onward. 50 ships there were that Lord Achilles, favorite of heaven, led to Troy. In each were 50 soldiers, shipmates at the rowlocks. 5 he entrusted with command and made lieutenants, while he ruled them all as king. One company was headed by Menestheus in his glittering breastplate, son of Spercheius, a river fed by heaven. Peleus's daughter, beautiful Polydora, had conceived him, lying with Spercheius, untiring stream, a woman with a god. But the world thought she bore her child to Perieres' son, Boris, who married her in the eyes of men and offered countless bridal gifts.